Chapter 8, Mina Harker's Journal, The Hunt for Count Dracula. 30 September. We are next to the vampire's hiding place. It had already become clear to us all that Count Dracula must be hiding in the house he had bought in London. Jonathan checked all the details. The Count's cargo of 50 boxes was delivered to that house, safely, taken from the Russian ship after the big storm at Whitby. To our amazement, that house is next to Dr. Seward's hospital. We are all here now, myself, Jonathan, Arthur, his friend, and Professor Van Helsing.
I think I should tell you something about the kind of enemy we are looking for, the professor said. He stared at us for a while. If I had known then what I have found out now about vampires, we might have saved Miss Lucy. The vampire grows stronger as he feeds on our blood. Then he has more power to do evil. Count Dracula is as strong as 20 men. He is cunning. He can appear whenever he wants, in whatever shape he chooses. By day, he can appear in the shape of a man. He has power over the storm, the fog, the thunder. Animals obey him. He can grow. He can become smaller, or he can vanish. The professor sighed deeply. It will be a terrible task to hunt him down, he said at last. Will you help me? We all nodded. We have some advantage over Count Dracula, the professor said. We have scientific knowledge. We are free to act and to think. And most important of all, we have the night and the day for our work. We know that a stake through the heart will kill him. Garlic, wild roses, and the crucifix will all stop him from moving. We must destroy all the boxes he brought from Transylvania. Why? We asked the other. They are his home during the day, the professor said. They have just left for Count Dracula's house. I admit that I was too afraid to go with them. I was also too anxious to sleep. I heard dogs barking outside and went to the window. All was dark and silent out there, except for a thin streak of white mist creeping across the grass to the house. I am going to pull the bedclothes over my head and try to sleep. 1 October. I had a very strange dream last night. A white mist seeped through the cracks of my bedroom door. It got thicker and thicker, and a red light, like an eye, seemed to shine from it. This light divided and shone like two red eyes, like the ones poor Lucy had talked about at Whitby. I remembered those awful women that Jonathan had seen in the white mist at Castle Dracula, and I felt faint with horror. Just before I fainted, I saw a ghastly white face bending over me. I must ask Dr. Seward to give me something to help me sleep.